I read a really interesting article in Rolling Stone about the Ramones.
When?
I think it's an older article, but I read it yesterday, maybe a couple of years ago, about how they when Johnny died. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know how you feel.
She doesn't like Johnny because
she doesn't like Johnny because he was a dick.
Republican.
He was a Republican, yeah.
Yeah.
Pro Bush. Right?
She doesn't put
Lucy?
Up with
that. He absolutely would have been a
Lucy hates Republican.
Trump supporter too.
He probably was.
I really it's this is what I've become where I'm.
You're living in your own silo.
Projecting my political beliefs on my dog.
No, no, I don't think that's projecting.
Okay.
She did respond that way.
She did.
And I can tell you, I mean, I don't know her as well as you do. I mean, she's your dog, not mine.
Sure.
She feels like a Democrat.
She does, yeah. You can tell.
She probably also would have voted for Corbin, right?
She would have. She would have been one of seven.
Seven dogs?
one of seven dogs. I didn't follow that because I just got a notification.
I followed it. He was a terrible candidate. Terrible candidate.
Wait, was he the candidate for the
He was Labor, yeah. The problem is that Boris Johnson, who's just literally a gigantic baby that talks.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Yep. Was so pro-Brexit.
Laughter.
And Corbyn... and Corbyn... Corbyn was never like, he was like kind of on the fence about it. Because there are some Labour people who wanted Brexit and there are some who didn't. So he was he never had a definitive decision. Then he made all these crazy promises that he was going to do all this shit. I think everyone just kind of went, and on top of everything else, he's not a very likable candidate. Not that Boris Johnson's likable, but that's how bad it is. When you start to think, yeah, this Boris Johnson guy's okay. But he won all the like Labour seats for been Labour since 1920.
Wow.
No, it's Britain's going to be a terrible place for 5 years. It's going to be Margaret Thatcher land all over again, which could be a good thing because great bands.
Yeah.
Great
that's
bands.
What everyone says.
I don't think that so far that hasn't happened with...
with us?
With us.
Well, we're not in austerity. We're not in an austerity situation. you know, you had this horrible situation in the 70s in Britain, similar to New York in the 70s. So you get Sex Pistols, you get this kind of aggravated, you know, no future youth. But then she comes along and makes it even worse by taking everyone's money away. Mm-hmm. Her famous line, like, you can't shake the trees for money, you'll eventually run out of money. Wow. I've always pictured her dressed in a complete sadomasochistic gear when she said that.
How did she die?
I think she died of dementia.
Really? How old was she?
She was pretty old.
We're really getting off track here, as usual.
No, we are, we are. We are talking about music. So then you have the Specials. You have a great ska kind of thing that blows up. The Clash.
Madness,
all those bands. And I think of that downward pressure created a lot of creative explosion.
Wait, how so died? Oh, she was 87 when she died.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I think she was out of office.
They always just use that one era as an example of that, though. Because
no, you could use it the Depression, same thing.
Yeah, but what? Well,
as what an era where good art comes.
That the conflict of culture and kind of economics and everything presses down to create good. I would 100% agree that it certainly. Like, I remember the East Village, like 1980-81. Mm-hmm. It was all everyone was an artist, and the thing was, it existed because of Ronald Reagan. Like it was. Where you would go to be the misfit in America was the East Village. And a lot of those misfits were either gay or they were gay and artists or not gay and artists or musicians or whatever. And there was this huge cross-pollination because you could get an apartment for $200. Mm-hmm. You know, try going now to start an artist movement in the East Village when you're paying $5,000 a month for a studio.
Yeah, it just doesn't exist anymore.
No, you spend all your time working.
Yeah.
But I think... If you do look through at least American history, those kind of times of tumult,
sure.
Create creative expression.
So that's why we have Baby Yoda.
Sure.
I'm not. What is? I know Baby
Yoda. You know what it is, right?
It's a Baby Yoda. But I it came.
It is kind of all in the name. They brilliantly branded that.
But it's in the new. There's a new movie.
It's a TV show.
It's a TV show
Mandalorian.
It's a TV show.
It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, and so it's for kids?
It's
not for kids. It's for like 12-year-olds. Emotionally stunted.
It's a Star Wars movie, so it's for the fun for the whole family. I haven't seen it. Is it good?
It's really good, yeah.
Oh, so.
Sure. It
is. Chris, our 12-year-old producer.
I don't know.
Now, I read that Werner Herzog.
Yeah, he's in it.
Is very upset. He's in it.
He's in it?
He's acting now.
Really?
Well, he's always kind of acted, but he plays. He's got a bit part, right?
He's in a couple episodes at the beginning.
He got very upset that they didn't use a puppet. They did it as CGI, right?
He was upset that they were considering doing CGI.
Oh,
forced them to use a puppet.
This is why I don't watch any of that stuff.
Because of the puppet controversy?
No, I love puppets. I love stop motion.
Uh-huh.
I love animation. Mm-hmm. I hate CGI. If something has CGI, I'm out.
I'm doing it right now.
Well... Look how this episode's going.
Speaking of which, this is History Fluffer with Dave Hill.
And Jim Biederman and Chris Gersbeck.
That's right.
And the soon rumored to be returning Jodie Lennon.
Jodie Lennon will be returning.
She just never bring her back and just keep...
It's a constant
keep
tease.
Bringing her up.
Is she still working on that show? Do you know?
She just doesn't like us.
I don't think she
does. Well, that's obvious, but...
I don't think she is.
Okay, so it really is just she doesn't like us.
That's my only...
Good thing is she never listens to these things, so it doesn't really matter.
She has no idea.
Not at all. But History Fluffer kind of came out of this weird thing that we kind of discovered about you, Dave Hill, that you seem to somehow be at this the nexus point of all these things.
I was going
to
say nexus point.
Yeah. Were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Of all these kind of weird events.
I was just going to say nexus. Isn't that redundant to say
nexus
point?
I think they are the same, yeah.
I mean, not to call out your command of the English language.
You're right. Nexus point is redundant. You're at the nexus of a lot of interesting creative movements, musical, artistic, social, sometimes just weird historical things.
Yeah, sometimes just getting out of the house, honestly.
Yeah. You were kind of... Not a lot of people knew this. The sixth member of the Eagles, the band Eagles?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Jim. The joke at the time was always that I was the seventh member of the Eagles, because as everyone knows, the sixth member was cocaine. sorry to tell that joke when you're drinking your coffee, Chris.
He almost spit it out.
His laptop.
He almost spit it out. There's no sugar in the coffee, so his laptop's safe. you were also, oddly enough, you walked... the dog that became known as Son of Sam.
Oh my gosh, talk about hindsight's 2020 or something. I did walk the...
And as it was, you co-walked it with Andy Warhol's dog.
Well, I walked both dogs, if that's what you mean.
What do you do when you're walking two separate owners' dogs? Is that co-walking? What do you call that?
It's just walking two dogs.
Oh, okay.
I see guys walking like seven dogs.
Yeah, that's that, you know, they're like...
They're just trying to
this
make
this total
much
fucking
money
side hustle.
But then on the other hand, I've heard arguments. I don't know what the correct argument is, really.
That dogs enjoy it?
Yeah, that they like because they're pack animals. Lucy usually does a solo walk, but sometimes she has another dog with her that they get along.
And they're fine with each other.
I'm told it's fine.
You've never actually seen it.
No, I've seen the dog's been in my apartment. I've seen it. I can't remember
its
name.
She's cool with it. How is she generally with other dogs?
She's about how I am with other people, you know?
What's that? C+? C-?
Yeah, no. It'll take a good couple of years to warm up, and then everything's fine. But it takes a solid 2 years before everything's
It's good
fine.
That you know that about yourself, that you know that that's your time frame.
No, I do. For me to let someone in, it's 2 years, and then if you can wait that 2 years, then you'll be in a good place.
Let's see, how long have I known you?
I have a weird. I would imagine that kind of colors your whole kind of your mortality.
Not mine. I think the other people's. But I mean, I've known you a while now, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to say from 2010,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've known you for longer than 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
Five. Yeah. Four or five.
Yeah. Maybe, but I'm not counting all of it.
You mean you've known Baby Yoda for more than 2 years?
Baby Yoda, yeah. That's like, I feel like Chris has worked his whole life for Baby Yoda to just be in front of him.
Are you, I saw your...
I just kept conjuring it in my mind eventually.
I saw your, one of your, I think I liked it, one of your Twitter posts this weekend about, or maybe it was last week, about The Last Jedi was the best Star Wars movie ever made.
Yeah, I get a lot of...
Controversial.
A lot of hate for that.
It's Rian Johnson. Really. Was it Rian Johnson?
Do they hate you because they disagree, or they just hate that you would be a nerd enough to make that statement?
It's 50-50 of both. Yeah.
Like, to even bring it up.
Well, there's that
group. I'm in the latter.
Yeah, I know you are. There's that group who just troll Chris constantly anytime he bubbles up with a fucking opinion about Star Wars, and they just pounce.
Yeah.
They just pounce. And it's ugly. I gotta tell you, it's ugly to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a shark ripping apart, you know, a turtle.
Yeah.
First they crunch the shell, and then they just rip out the body.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do they really do that?
No, I made it up.
Well, it's probably what happened.
That's why, if I were a shark, that's what I would do. And then the other 50% are just furious that anyone would have that opinion. Yours is that The Last Jedi... Mm-hmm. The best Star Wars movie made. And why do you...
Third category then, because my...
You don't give a fuck.
My beef is, why are you posting about a Star Wars movie, you grown man?
I mean, I can go to your Instagram and...
What? Ask what about his dog? Speaking of which...
Let's see.
I have my
interest. That's a great effect.
All right.
You did... You posted a picture of yourself.
I was just saying, it's amazing. There's an amazing Foley artist here with us today.
A goat mask? Goat mask. Well, yeah, I bought a goat mask, and I posted a photo. I have it in the next
room. I'm sorry, Chris. I hear where you're trying to go with it, but the goat mask thing, which I also saw, it feels very heavy metal to me.
Yeah, and like...
But it's of a theme.
There's not... I don't think either one of you, if I were like, you know, surprise, I bought three of them. Here's one for each of you.
Where's mine? By the way, where is mine?
Yeah, exactly. You'd be psyched.
But you're not going to say, hey, Chris is not going to walk in and go, hey, guys, I got three Baby Yoda masks for us.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, you're going home with that.
So you've always been part of these weird things. Another part was you actually co-founded CBGB's, the famed punk rock bar.
Yeah, well, it did turn into a famed punk rock bar. My idea was for it to be a famed, family-friendly restaurant for people with on-the-go lifestyles who, you know, wanted snack or teasers, appetizers, shareables.
Oh, so we're like at Fridays, like at a TGI Fridays.
What's the distinction between a snack, a teaser, and an appetizer?
I'm glad you asked. Nothing.
It's just branding.
Yeah, yeah. It's just more fun. It's like...
I think I would enjoy going into a place and ordering looking at the snack and teaser menu.
It's like when something comes with all the fixins. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just means...
Which apparently means fork and knife.
Yeah, the fixins.
Like a plate of nachos that you can't possibly...
Stuff comes touch. With the fixins at places where the waitress sits down at the table to take your order. Do you know what I mean?
Flow.
Yeah, where down. She sits down. What
can I get you, honey?
No, what do we have?
What do we have?
They talk like as if they're going to be eating it too, which I really don't.
And
like.
I assume they think that's going to get a better tip. Is that the idea?
I think so. I remember once being at a restaurant where the waitress had all sorts of jokes locked and loaded, and I just thought, oh, she's really funny. But then I was like, oh, this is
the patter.
And it wouldn't stop, and it was making.
It's like if Todd Berry was your waiter.
But like, if he was doing the same set,
exactly
every
doing
meal,
his set, yeah.
It was really wearing on me.
If Todd Berry was your waiter and he just did his 5 minutes every single time,
I would think that would. I think he
the first time would be hilarious.
Waiter, but
yeah, I think he.
I think this.
But no, you don't. I'm not saying Todd. I'm not saying Todd doing his crowd work thing because that would be great. It would be new each time.
Yeah,
I'm talking about if he just came up and did his 5 minutes.
Toms of Maine.
Exactly.
Every time.
That's a strong.
So what I am. So what
smell
I am.
Is shitty.
So what are we having? What are we going to eat today?
Yeah, that would be incredible.
It would be, actually.
I don't think you would agree.
The hatred that you would feel from Todd Berry as your waiter, the intense fucking hate that he would be out of his eyeballs at you.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't want to be in this situation.
How the fuck did I end up here? So, this is a weird one. I'm gonna be honest with you. Today's episode's a weird one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to spill the beans right away.
But no,
when you told me, I was like, get out of town.
You remember.
Shut the fridge.
There's a lot of connective tissue with this episode. Because I was, you know, my time in the Eagles, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
In
briefly in Fleetwood Mac.
Beechwood Canyon, Runyon, one of the canyons. And then...
in Los Angeles, in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, and then run into... I was sort of accidentally involved with the Manson family, which...
well, that was more you were involved with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right.
Same difference.
Right.
But that's a shame on me.
Kind of a once upon a time in Malibu.
What? Yeah, I don't know what that is, but probably.
It's my version of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh. Wait, the Beach Boys had a thing in Malibu?
That's where you were staying, if you remember. You guys were both...
Oh, yeah, I can... I was the worst.
Who was it? Which brother was it? Dennis?
Dennis, yeah. But this is pre-Yahoo Maps, so I never...
You know, when
did
I did
the... that movie?
I haven't. I hear it's great.
What's that?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, did it just come out?
A few months ago.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
The same.
What's that about?
The Manson family.
About the Manson murders.
Oh, yeah. Gosh,
well, kind of. It's like the background.
It's a made-up version of the Manson.
I should see that, because...
Because you probably have a lot to relate to.
Not involvement. I don't want to...
No, you weren't part of the killer part.
No, gosh, no.
But you did sleep with a couple of the Manson girls.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It was the time. It was a different time. It was a different time. Let's talk about what this show's about today. This was a weird... This is a weird story.
Oh, it's we were starting to get into it
because of the Manson family.
Yeah.
It's a previous episode. I strongly urge everyone to download. It's a great episode about the Beach Wilson Boys. Dennis Wilson and the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Beach Boys. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And there's a little, you know, if you like the Manson family, and I mean that in historical
way. I mean, yeah, just in, you know,
as a curiosity, not that what they did was good. But it's a thoroughly enjoyable episode. But.
Oh, totally.
But you and Dennis Wilson had, I would say, a competitive relationship.
Me and Dennis?
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I think, the only kind of relationship you could have with Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, basically, I was just like, I'm done. This is, you know, the joke was the Wilson family, what is it, like the mafia. You can try to get out, they keep pulling you back in, however the saying goes.
Right.
And what's that, from The Godfather?
Yep.
Yep.
So,
Godfather 2,
part
3. I
think.
Part 3 or 2?
Oh.
It's from part 3, oddly.
Oh, I've not
really?
Seen, I've not seen part 3.
That's horrific.
It's bad.
That's the rumor.
Laughably bad.
Doesn't have a baby...
Baby Yoda?
What's her name?
Oh, baby Sofia Coppola.
Yeah.
She's not really a baby.
She's like 15 or something.
Yeah.
My friend went to Francis Ford Coppola's house, and he said it was really nice.
This is my Francis Ford Coppola notification, actually.
Oh, that's the name drop.
Yeah, the name drop.
He said they had like the submarine from Apocalypse Now in the backyard. I'm not even joking.
Why would just... I mean, his Napa Valley house?
Well, I don't know.
Wherever the fuck he lives? He doesn't live in L.A.
Had a pool.
That could be anywhere. It could be Phoenix. Oh, you mean his house in Tulsa?
The Tulsa house.
He's got a house in Italy.
Oh.
He's got a house in Napa Valley, which is, oddly enough, I saw an interview with him, and he said that the most money he's ever made in his entire life is from his wine vineyard.
Oh, really. We'll talk to
the
Sammy.
The movie business was a disaster for him.
Well, that's the way to do it. I mean, Sammy Hagar made way more money from his tequila.
Who's the one that has the restaurants?
Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo?
I've told not to name drop again.
Bling.
But this past weekend, I did Live From Here with Chris Thiele.
By the way, hilarious.
Oh, thanks. And that's not even a joke.
I genuinely believe that.
So Los Lobos was on the show, and I was hanging with Los Lobos, chatting.
Yeah.
Very nice guys.
Right.
And I'm a big fan, so I was having a nice time. And And somehow we start, oh, they talked about, they do a cruise and they go stop in Cabo San Lucas. And I was like, oh, do you go to San
Diego? So they play on a cruise? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they go to, and they were saying that they go to Cabo. So I was like, oh, do you go to Sammy Hagar's place? And and we were talking about that. And he's like, they're like, oh, no, he doesn't, he's not involved anymore. But he, I guess he still does a show there once a year or something. But anyway.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't even think it has anything to do with what I was going to say now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
But just, then we were talking, but Sammy's made so much money from tequila, like way more than from Van Halen. And.
you know who also? George Clooney.
From tequila.
He just sold with him and Cindy Crawford's husband, Randy Gerber.
Oh yeah.
They started a two brothers or two bros, fucking so horrible.
Well, I always see like a truck in this neighborhood.
They sold it to Diageo, which is one of the world's largest.
I have a friend who works at Diageo.
They're huge. Not to brag. World's largest alcohol distributor for I think $1 billion. That it's always funny when you hear like, well, I didn't make my money. I made most of my money doing blank.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see who was it that said that? Woody Allen, who's made what 50, 60 movies. Some of them great, others of them just porn. That he's made most of his money. The most money he's ever made on any single thing was in real estate in New York City, selling his apartments and that's then buying. Amazing. Yeah.
Well, that's A lot of people think that I make all my money from comedy and music and writing books, but I actually work very hard as a landscaper.
Oh, man, I think I just... people don't know that?
I don't think people know that. No.
I thought you were going to say you're responsible for Bon Jovi's line of pasta sauces.
He has pasta sauces?
Yeah.
Just like Johnny Ramone. Joe, no, who was Marky.
Marky Ramone.
Oh, Marky Ramone has it. But I know, I always think like...
landscaping.
Why do they think? I guess because they're Italian. They're like, let's capitalize on that.
Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum,
who likes the Ramones? Who likes spaghetti?
I do.
Yeah. What sauce are you going to buy? That's the sauce you're going to buy.
You wait a minute.
No, I want to get... I wish I had like a side hustle like that. I was thinking maybe making like salsa or something.
Dave Hill salt. I don't think that's
good. Marky Ramone also.
I think I will say this. And you can take this, and it's free of charge.
All right.
I won't even take a cut. Dave Hill's sausage eggs, Scottish eggs.
Oh, you know, a few years ago, I would have taken you up on that, Jim, but I'm off sausage. There you go. What is this?
Making...
Oh, punk rock gelato.
Making gelato with Marky Ramone.
And I met John Maria the last time I was in Italy. He made me the greatest cake I ever had out of pure chocolate, and I loved it. So did everybody else that was there. John Maria saw
everyone else loved it too.
Yeah. Brooklyn's own pasta sauce.
Pasta?
He's from what? Queens. He's from Queens. Oh, stop it. He's from Queens. Pasta. They have hard A's. They're like Boston guys.
I didn't know that.
I'm from Queens. I don't talk like
pasta.
That.
Well,
you have good parents.
Who says pasta?
Canadians, Brits,
Marky Ramone.
And Marky Ramone.
That's so like they weird.
They say Nazis up in Canada.
Oh.
Nazis. They call them Nazis.
That's
Well, I mean, you remember what happened in Germany, right? With the Nazis and all? But what?
That music that he has on the commercial.
It's not even...
It's like... We
it's a Ramones knockoff.
It's and it sounds like it was done in GarageBand.
Actually, it's not even... It's a Sex Pistols knockoff.
It's
a sound-alike of Anarchy in the UK, but they couldn't get the rights.
He doesn't... He didn't write any of those songs, right? He
never Marky came late. Marky came much later.
But I don't think... I mean... I don't think that's even him playing the drums, is my
probably
point.
Not.
I think it's literally GarageBand.
GarageBand drummer.
Like, if you gave me 20 minutes, yeah. I could beat that. Yeah.
Man. Pasta. Hey, gosh, it's Marky Ramone.
Who am I not going to take shots at today?
You are
a
loaded gun.
Swipes at everybody.
You are a loaded gun.
People that I admire. I got no beef with Clooney.
No.
Anyway, what I was going to say, getting back to our story, is so, like, I got away from the Beach Boys, the Manson family.
Got your head together.
Got my head together. And I was kicking around. Then I was like, you know what? What's going on? It's, like, the 80s, right? I'm on Sunset Strip. I'm going to get...
That's a long time to get your head. That's like 1969 to...
Well, there's a lot of lost years there, yeah. Jim.
Yeah. I mean, some of them we've talked about.
Yeah, Eagles, yeah. Fleetwood Mac. But yeah. In the 80s, you know, I was like, well, I tried to join Rat. And
you had to try.
Well, they're
pretty selective.
Yeah, they're not just going to let you be in Rat. No, I mean, even still, today it would be hard. It'd be easier than it was. But
half of them are dead, right?
There's only one dead guy from Rat. Oh,
I thought there was another guy.
Well, their communication is dead. I'll tell you that because...
With each other?
Yeah, because the lineup keeps changing.
Yeah.
And now Stephen Piercy and Juan Cruce, who is gone for years, they're back and they play with three...
Now, I don't know if you know this, but so what happens in this situation? Like, was one of them own the rights to the band? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's very complicated. Then meanwhile, Bobby Blotzer, the drummer, he had his own version of Rat. Oh,
so it's Bobby's Rat?
Yeah.
I love when that happens.
And then,
it's meanwhile... It's like, what was the Talking Heads without David Byrne?
The Heads.
That's like... Oof. The Jam, I think, plays without Paul Weller and calls it From the Jam.
Oh.
And even that, I think it might only be one of them. I could be wrong. But it's just a pretty...
Pete Best toured as Best of the
Not
Beatles.
Not the Beatles. Best of the Beatles.
That seems like... I was trying to think of...
Wow. And then he died.
He died? Pete Best died?
Yeah, Pete Best is dead.
That would be a hard life. I would not.
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
78.
Holy shit.
And do you think he's like, you know what? I wouldn't change a thing.
You must have a lot of regrets, Mr. Best.
Nope, not at all.
Really?
You know what? I love my wife. I got great kids. And
But so you're in a situation where one door is closing and another door opens for you. In 1982-ish?
Yeah, well, there's a few more lost years. And when I say the door closed on me joining Rat, I just basically was like, can I be in Rat? And they said no. So I don't even know if you could really say that the door closed.
Because it technically was never open. Right.
So, but I was like, you know what? I saw the writing on the wall, and I was like, you know what? I don't want anything to do with this Sunset Strip type Motley Crue, Rat, Poison thing, right? But what, tell me, what when you think of me, what's the first thing you think of?
Good hair.
All right, that's one.
I wasn't going to go there, but that's true.
All right.
Very talented musician.
All right, okay. They're both, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I was hoping you would say great comedian.
Oh, sorry, great comedian. Whatever. I meant great comedian.
That's fine, whatever.
The hair and musical talent.
I think
it comes before the comment.
Ruin this whole episode.
I think I just offended him.
No, it's okay. You work in comedy. I would hope you respect me as a peer. You make great cookies, I hear, Jane. Fuck you. Anyway, voice of an angel is what I was going to say.
Who?
Me.
Oh, you have a voice of an angel.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah. Sure. I kept trying to remember your voice. Oh, no, here it goes.
What's that? Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Did you think there was an angel in here?
Yeah, yeah.
You had confused yourself? Wow.
Anyway.
Angels are sounding
so
bad.
My life was in shambles. I was working at Sunglass Hut at the Beverly Center. Right?
So how is that shambles?
Well,
one of the premier malls of the United States.
They have good benefits, I heard.
The Sunglass Hut has great benefits.
It was
if you hustled, you could easily get into upper management at Sunglass Hut.
Well, you could get a good deal on Ray-Bans if that's a good benefit.
Sure, if that's your idea of a hustle, great. But what if you said, hey, wait a minute, you know what I'd like to be? The Western State District Manager of all the sunglasses.
No, let me tell you why you don't want to do that. Because then you're in charge of the Burbank Hut. Mm-hmm. You're in charge of the Pasadena Hut.
Glendale
Hut. Right. You got to go, I mean, you're all the way down.
Barstoke.
In Manhattan Beach.
Uh-huh, sure, that's a drive.
Oh, so basically,
you're living your life in the car.
That's exactly right. So basically, working at Sunglass Hut, you're basically punished for your success. Because they're like, hey, great job.
Right. We just added a whole new area.
Yeah. Hey, you know, they could really use some help setting up the Oakley display in the Bakersfield shop. And then it's like, oh, great.
Oakley. Oh, you have to go all the way out to Joshua Tree.
Oh, fucking nightmare.
I hear you.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, that's not your, I'm saying that's not a bad path. That's just not your path.
No. I mean, you know, I know I've, it sounds like I'm taking shots at that.
Or, by the way, a future sponsor.
I'm taking a shot at pasta sauces. Gelatos, landscaping. I know it sounds like I'm taking swipes at these things, but right. I'm not. That's right. Not my. I'm just saying, not right for me.
Right. That's not your comedy.
No. That's no. I don't. I punch. I don't even say I punch up. I punch sideways. It's I lateral. Take just direct shots lateral. At my peers. Mm-hmm. That's my comedy.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so I'm. Have you ever seen Cinderella?
The animated movie or the live action one that Chris obviously saw.
Is there a live action
one? No. But I know if it
Chris
was.
Chris is like the prime. You know how they do like live stage readings of sitcoms now? Because people
target
are
audience
for fucking idiots.
It's called late stage capitalism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's aimed at
They've
Chris.
Run out of everything.
I'm just kidding.
But what does Chris do with that? Does he produce those?
No, he just sits down and watches them.
Like, online? He doesn't even go to the live show. He watches the tape. The quick time of it.
My
Sorry.
Point is, well, Cinderella, right?
Right. Chris's favorite live action.
Basically, like, they're a lot like her Cinderella's sisters were like, you're hideous, Cinderella. Right. We're going to go dancing.
We're going to take advantage of your situation.
Right. And then she was left behind. And to do like cleaning, cooking, and make nachos. She did like a sort of a melon ball salad. Anyway, she's just forced to do a lot of chores.
Sure.
Right?
Melon ball.
And which I'm not a fan of, by the way.
Right.
So you're
not a fan of melon balls?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'll have them. Like, if I'm at your house, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not gonna
get this out of my face. But I think they taste like Windex.
Well, they're just melon balls.
They suck.
What? I don't even know what a melon ball is.
You take a scoop, like an ice cream scooper, and you just scoop a melon ball out of melon. You get a green melon or orange melon. You just right.
Yeah, and everyone's.
How does that taste like Windex?
Cantaloupe does to me.
Oh, yeah. Cantaloupe in general tastes like Windex.
To me.
Not in its shape.
It
not
tastes
the
like
ball.
Windex Wait, smells. I've never tasted Windex. Let's
does,
be clear.
Cilantro taste like
soap? Windex? No, I love cilantro. Okay. Pro cilantro.
Why? Do you not like cilantro?
No, I do. Some people, they say it tastes like soap.
Well, how the fuck would they know what soap tastes like?
I do. Because I grew up in the 1940s. No, I know. I do know how what soap.
Because you were also, by the way, as a preteen, you would swear a mile.
This isn't a joke. This is a fact. You can't ask my mom, but you could ask anyone else in my family. I swore all the time as a kid. I was just talking about this last night with my close personal friend, Dick Cavett.
Motherfucker.
No, it's true. Like, I had set a mouth on me from day one. Hmm. None of my siblings did, but I would be just dropping F-bombs from as soon as I could
speak. And would your
mom
wash your
She would. She would yell at me, and then I would be, like, watching cartoons or something, and she would sneak up behind me and shove a bar of soap in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
And go like, and I'd be like, ah! And it would get, like, all in your teeth. because, you know, it'd get like ground into your teeth because you'd be screaming and she would be trying to hold my mouth shut with the soap.
Right.
I can't even believe this.
Did it teach, did it teach you not to swear, or did it just teach you to?
Not at all. I mean, look at me now. Bad as ever.
It's just such like a weird literal punishment, like to take soap and wash your mouth out.
Well, it was like an old-timey punishment.
Yeah.
I don't think you turned the fan on. We would know. There would be a breeze.
Oh, is that your heater?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's your heat.
Does that have a remote control?
So, yeah, I was just like... Oh, she... Anyway, but my point is, given my successes, we would finish up at the Sunglass Hut at the Beverly Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, how many Wayfarers, Oakleys, those Ray-Bans, name a sunglasses brand, and I would just be.
No one
could believe how much.
Do Vans have a sunglass?
I think they probably get in the game at one point.
You said Oakleys. What was the. Varnays.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They still make those, right?
Those were the cool...
They were, yeah.
I mean, those were at the big sellers at the time. They'd be like, status. If you were Varnays. A 13-year-old kid in 1983... White Varnays. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, I'd finish, and the other girls at the Sunglass Hut would be like, well, we're going to get out of here, Dave. You sold all the sunglasses, so I guess it's your mess to clean up. Yeah, I know. It didn't make sense to me either. And then they would all go off with their handsome, tanned boyfriends and their...
No resentment there.
And they would just, like, pop their collars and walk away. Yeah.
On their iZods?
Yeah, you have to remember, this was like...
This is preppy land.
This is like mid-80s at this point, right?
Right.
So
you were living in a John Hughes movie, basically.
Totally.
Yeah.
So this went on for years, Jim.
Right.
And I could see them, they would just be sitting over in the food court, Chick-fil-A, whatever, laughing it up. And I would be sitting there.
And you'd be over at the Orange Julius.
Yeah, just like sipping, and I was trying to just.
I know.
That was my impression of an almost finished Orange Julius, with just like a little. Yeah, yeah. See,
the bottom.
You should do the Foley work on this show. So, yeah, it was a real bummer. Very hard for me. And anyway, one day I'm cleaning up, and I just to comfort myself.
Does that mean masturbate?
That would be done.
Oh, that's a different.
In the, I knew, I had a friend who worked at Lady Foot Locker, and it was a different time.
Yeah, no, I got it.
It was a different
time. Did
you
have a foot fetish or no?
Yeah, well, Lady Foot Locker sold footwear, of course,
for ladies.
They sold tennis attire,
uh-huh.
Running attire,
sure,
just backpacks.
No, they didn't have backpacks. I don't know why you would think that.
What about backpacks?
I don't know. I just assume.
Fanny packs.
All right.
No, they don't have backpacks.
I think Chris has a thing for backpacks.
I've only been in a couple Foot Lockers.
But it's okay. Lady Foot Locker. Could not be more different.
Do the hey, ignorant. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I don't
lady
know nothing
Foot
about
Locker back... just inside of a Foot Locker?
They had their own store. They still have their own. What? He's trying to get pawn off this like backpack comment, like it was nothing. But
yeah,
in fact,
like,
it's obviously something.
Yeah,
he
like
is
trying
want to, talk about.
To.
Like, no, I don't jerk off to backpacks. Why?
Yeah, yeah, that's your thing, Dave.
Lady Foot Locker sells.
Oh, he's fact checking you.
Backpacks.
If they do, I
they
owe
do.
You a huge.
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Accessories.
Well, they. Yeah, in 2019, they sell backpacks.
But again, Chris knew that answer because he, again, jerks off to backpacks.
Anyway, my point is, I was straightening up, actually, the Varnay section.
Sure.
And this is the boyfriends of my coworkers would come over and be like, hey, real quick, Dave, can I try on a pair of Varnays? Oh, this is not my color. Would you get another color? And they'd, right. like, swap
oh, so
it up. I'd start all over again.
And then they laugh at you.
Yeah. And then, but I was, the way I would comfort myself, you know, I come from a,
devout.
Really? Yeah, exactly. So I would, one day I was just singing, do you know, don't on no, don't on no bees, parche. Do you know that one? Do you know it, Chris?
No, I don't.
It's like a
famous.
I think it might be Christmas. I don't know, church thing.
Something about peace.
Yeah,
that's all I picked up was right the peace part.
And you do it in rounds. Anyway, so I'm singing, and now I'm going.
Wait, are they? Is this while they're trying on the Varnays?
No, this is when I was sobbing miserably, cleaning up.
Comforting yourself.
No, yeah, with the sound of my own voice.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, and to some extent, jerking off in the stockroom lady vlog. You know, I'm not going to say that wasn't part of it. I'm not. I'm a man enough to admit.
Yeah.
My mistakes and also reality.
Some
my,
say successes.
Yeah. So, one day I'm singing along and I'm like, I'm doing do no, you know, and other ones I did is but it's doing do no.
What was the other one?
That was just
clearing your throat,
warm up.
Mm-hmm.
But I, do you know Green Sleeves?
Yeah, sure. Watch out, it's
Christmas. So I was singing Green Sleeves and. All of a sudden, someone's a harmony jumps in, right?
Uh-huh.
Someone's like, watch out. I'm going, watch out. And so, and they're, watch out.
It's like the Roaches or something.
And then someone is like, watch out. Yeah. Is sure. And then a fourth voice
I kind of see where this
comes
is.
In and says, one day I'm going to turn around and make you cry.
Oh, so they're riffing on your background. What child is this?
So.
No?
These are women I had not seen since years, since right. They were little children.
Girls. And where are you? Are you in the Lady Foot Locker storage room? Or
I am.
Because it would be weird if you.
No, were. No. I'm cleaning up. Sunglass Hut.
Right. Because they made a mess of the Varnay section.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I turn around and my old friends, my friends' children, Carney Wilson and Wendy Wilson. Huh. And who's with them? You remember I was at Woodstock. Mamas and the Papas, China Phillips.
Oh. Took a while to get there.
Basically.
So you knew China Phillips.
I knew.
No, you knew Michelle Phillips.
I knew Michelle Phillips from Woodstock, of course.
When you did Woodstock, because you had the Apple farm that it was originally going to be on.
Yeah, which is a
whole other story. You can download it.
Yeah, don't eat the brown apples.
Right. Which is, I think, kind of a life lesson.
Oh, yeah, to this day.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so that they're like, hey, and I was just started bawling because I had not shown, first of all, I had not had human touch other than my own in a very long time. And they sort of.
In the back of a Lady Foot Locker.
Yeah, and they, you know, put their hand on my shoulder.
Did you shiver?
I was just, like in the way, like an animal. Right. That has been abused.
Sure.
Would sort of.
So you cowered.
I cowered, but then there was a healing touch of.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Carney Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And.
This is at the Beverly Center. Beverly Center.
Yeah. So we all.
And for those people, for those listeners, because I know we have a lot in Australia and we have a lot in Aberdeen.
Oh, of our listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
who
global.
Don't know the Beverly Center. It's smack dab, right? It's there. It's Beverly's. It's
right. It could not. I mean, the amount of, when I look back on it, you know, I always say I'm not a religious man per se, right?
Earlier you said you were devout, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm a complex figure is my point. But my point is that I could have wound up in any number of pop vocal groups at the time based on the kind of foot traffic.
With, right, and also your angelic voice.
Yes.
Voice exactly. of an angel.
Exactly right. So I basically, so I was like, hey, I'm China, I'm Wendy, I'm Carney, I'm Dave. Let's go to Orange Julius.
Right. But you knew them already from when they were kids.
Not China.
Oh, okay.
And so we went and went to Orange Julius, and we must have 7 or 8 of those things.
Oh, man.
They're like, we're out of, not only are we out of oranges, we're out of Julius's as well. That was the, they were just.
They had hot dogs too, right? Is that what Orange Julius had?
Yeah, because you have to have something to wash down the Orange Julius with.
Which is the thick, pulpy shake.
Yeah, you got to shove a bun and a dog. send it down the pike. Uh-huh. No, we never did find out what was in those. Anyway, so I was like, you know, you guys, you know, you're not, none of you have been blessed with a great voice. But behind me, tucked into the mix, I think we've got some here. Ah,
I see, I see. So they're good enough for background or backup or whatever you would call it.
Backup. Well, that's what I thought.
Right.
And so I said, hey, you're China Phillips, you're Carney Wilson, you're Wendy Wilson, I'm Dave Hill. Let's do Hill Wilson Phillips.
Oh, Hill Wilson Phillips.
I would have thought it'd be Wilson Hill. Wilson Hill.
Oh, yeah.
I
was going to go Wilson Hill Phillips.
Believe me, it very minutes later was Wilson Phillips Hill. Mm-hmm. And that was the right, that should have been the writing on the wall to me.
Right, right.
And then they started writing it out. I believe it was Carney. She was writing it out on a piece of paper, just like, let's check it out, like different looks, logos, mm-hmm. whatever. And then like, oh, a clunky hill at the end that's really clunky. And I was like, yeah, well, that's why I put it in the beginning. They're like, no, oh, that's no good. And then we were like, well, let's put Wilson Hill Phillips. They're right. like, well, that's weird, because then you have the Hill Phillips. That's right. weird.
Right. Like, doesn't come off the tongue.
So, and this is how...
are you guys still at Orange Julius during this whole thing? Is this like at a marathon Orange Julius?
We had moved on to Chick-fil-A. We were at Chick-fil-A at this point. And I, you know, again, waffle fries on me. So then they're like, well, look at Phillips. I'm like, what do you mean, look at Phillips?
Well, it's got Hill in it.
Exactly. They are.
We could do it that way.
They're like, we'll just do. Your name's already in it.
Right.
We don't even need.
Why be redundant?
We don't even need to do this.
Phil Phillips.
Yeah, so. Feels so stupid.
Wilson Phillips.
I don't know why I agreed to it, basically. But that's
sounds like. Sounds like you were outnumbered.
Well, yeah. I was with sort of like Laurel Canyon pop. Royalty, basically.
Right. What are you going to do? You're going to argue that?
The AM Gold, California.
Right.
I was like, you know what? I just want to get out of Sunglass Hut. And
this is your ticket. Wilson Phillips was going to be your.
Yeah. Oh, that's the way they said it too.
Wilson Phillips.
We did our first radio interview. We did our first radio interview, and I was like, I'm going to be right back. I'm so nervous. I have to go to the bathroom. Right. because we had just finished recording what would go on to be
our number one album,
a little album called Wilson Phillips.
Wilson Phillips.
Phillips. That's how I pronounced it.
Yeah.
5 times platinum in the U.S. Mm-hmm. 7 times platinum in Canada. Well, that's 500 records.
Wow, you're already shitting on Canada. The book comes out. It's a hit in Canada, and now you're shitting on Canada.
No, that's a joke. Anyone could tell you.
You're a big fan of Canada.
Yeah, from way back.
So Wilson Phillips comes out.
Wilson Phillips.
And you're in the bathroom. You've gone to the bathroom you're doing a radio interview.
Yeah.
Promotion.
Casey Kasem.
Uh-huh.
And
we've got a special guest today.
Some days I'm gonna turn around and make you cry. Oof. Till then, baby, don't you know? Hold on for one more day. And they would sing that to me. I'd be bawling by the end of it. Hold on for one more day. Even I'm pulling up the cover of the Wilson Phillips album. Anyway, I back to the bathroom. They're like, "Oh my gosh, the door's locked. I'm so sorry, Dave.
You can't get back into the studio."
You know what? Just we'll get someone to fix it. Don't worry about it. And the cover, if anyone listeners want to pull it up, the cover of Wilson Phillips. Lucy's heard this story before.
Was bored.
So she's like, China and Wendy are on a rock. They're both like kind of sitting sideways. Carney is standing up, and then they're like, "Dave, stand behind Carney. Be back towards the beach. That'll be a cool shot, right?"
Yeah.
And if you see the cover, I'm nowhere in sight. Because they were like, "Dave."
Oh, they tricked you.
They were like, "Make it California beachy. Go just stand in the actual water."
Right.
So that felt so stupid.
Right.
Anyway. So, still, I was like, you know what? I'm in this for the long haul.
So you're going to put your head down. You're going to realize the pecking order that is being established, but you're going to ride this dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens?
Well.
And I don't say it leaning that way. It's only that I have to leave in 5 minutes.
Well, we followed up with, the first album was a huge success. And
this is Wilson Phillips.
This is the mind fuck they pulled on me. You know how Brian Wilson, because they were like, "Brian, our dad, Brian Wilson, everyone knows he's the genius of the Beach Boys."
Yeah.
And he stopped going on tour with the band.
Right.
And they would be like, "Dave, you're our Brian Wilson." So our first tour, they were like, "Don't go on tour.
Right. Be you're like a Brian.
Genius.
Be like
you're
Brian.
A genius, yeah. Yeah. Dave.
Put sand on the floor near your piano and play barefoot."
Yeah, they were like, "You're the best. Just don't come on tour with us."
And you bought it.
It's hook, line, and sinker.
Wow.
Man. So at least Brian, he
at least like Brian had actually mental issues. Well, as opposed to actually had schizophrenia, and you just were
just playing egotistical. Video games. Yeah. They,
So they essentially conned you.
Yeah, I mean, they did give me an Orange Julius gift card.
Oh, well.
Which I was like,
thankful for.
Yeah, and there was $50 on that thing.
Wow.
That's
now, is that actual cash, or you can only use it?
That's 1990 money, too.
So that's $52.
Oh, yeah, roughly.
So you...
No, it's Julius.
You can
bucks.
Only use OJ bucks?
Yeah.
So you couldn't use it as actual cash?
No, I had no... It wasn't... No.
It wasn't really worth anything.
No.
That's a shame. So, but it's a nice... it's a thought that counts, I think.
I guess.
From Wilson Phillips.
I guess. I still have a t-shirt. Yeah. So anyway, fast forward to, I'm there. I'm rooting for them so hard. Rooting for us, to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
To my mind.
Right, because you're the genius who's staying off tour. You're the Brian Wilson.
That's what I thought.
Right, with your $52 Orange Julius gift card.
Yeah.
And your t-shirt.
So, album, Shadows and Light, the second album. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, now the group knows us as the three
girls.
Of us girls. You, Dave, you are so much a part of this. we love you so much. We want to expand the base of operations. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And they're like, we want to take this thing coast to coast.
Wow.
So they
big operation.
Set me up in what they said was a state-of-the-art studio in Sarasota, Florida. Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh, but
well,
you didn't, like, your radar?
No, you hear, when I hear it out loud, I'm like, yeah, what was I thinking? No, believe me.
I mean, okay, so you...
No, but at the time, I was
you
like...
You pack it up and go to Sarasota, Florida.
Oh. Could not
right.
Get there fast.
Future
enough.
Is so bright right now. I'm gonna be Sarasota.
The thing
Florida.
Is, like, I'm hearing myself say it out loud. Uh-huh. I'm like, what? This is so dumb, Dave. Why did you do any of this?
Right.
Totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the album Shadows and Light comes out.
Yeah.
Sells
What are you supposed to be doing in Sarasota, Florida at the studio? Just like kind of, you're overseeing their national...
They were like, Dave, you're a genius. Just give us, serve us up some of that.
Did you have like daily check-ins or was it you're just kind of left to your own devices?
No, they were like,
we trust anything you want to do.
Yeah, and they were like, we don't want to distract you, so there, we've made sure there's no landline at the studio that you're at. And this is pre-cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so like, if you really have something to say to us, write us a letter. Put it on paper. You know what? Use your gift. Words on paper.
Right. Use your gift for language.
So, thing is, it's one of those things, when I hear it out loud again, I'm like, this is so dumb. What was I thinking?
Right. You were taken.
Totally taken.
So how does it end?
Do you know La Citaine?
La
Citaine?
La Citaine?
L'OCCIT.
Oh, the soap and beauty products?
Soap and beauty stuff.
Yeah, in the mall.
I went to Sunglass Hut. They refused to hire me back.
Oh, because at this point you're needing money.
Oh, yeah, because you'd be surprised how little I made off those Wilson Phillips albums.
There was the gift card, basically.
$32 Orange Julius card. Mm. There was the T-shirt. I mean, T-shirt's probably worth something.
Wilson Phillips. Yeah, I mean, that's... I probably could sell that for $175 today.
On eBay.
Yeah.
So you got to get work to survive. You go back to Sunglass Hut... Get out of town, Charlie.
Not welcome.
Not
welcome.
Get out of here, Charlie.
Yeah.
And you across the hall, across the way, you see La
Citaine. Yeah. I went in there and they said they weren't hiring. But they said
Even though it said for job hiring in the
Yeah, but there's something about like, oh, you don't represent the brand properly. I said I'm part French. They said we don't care. Anyway, long and short of it, I worked at the body shop upstairs until 6 months ago.
Wow. That's mm-hmm. sad. That is a cautionary tale, as I believe they like to say.
Oh, gosh.
Cautionary tale. I guess get everything in writing, huh?
Yeah.
Wilson Phillips.
What did you think of Carney Wilson's run as the host of the Newlywed Show? The Newlyweds?
Newlywed Show.
I refused to watch it, and as I understand it, I wasn't alone.
Meow.
Yeah, not to be a... I didn't come here to be a fucking bitch today.
Well...
But this is a she started it.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Oh, let me be clear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a cautionary tale. I'll say it again. Cautionary tale.
Real be careful what you wish for.
I think, and then I do have to leave, but I think what that story tells me is that we live in that human beings can be so unkind to each other. And they can take, they almost like, they see someone with such amazing talent, the voice of an angel,
mm-hmm.
and all they want to do is tear it down because it threatens them.
Oh, yeah. Tall poppy syndrome.
Tall poppy syndrome, exactly.
Yeah, they were like, Dave, you're a super talent.
Right.
We are California.
Right, we're B minus talent.
And we will destroy you.
Right. I think the kids at home have learned something today.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Speaking of which, is that actually a Television the Band t-shirt?
It is.
Wow. Oh, Marky Moon. Great album.
It's on there.
Did you get that so you can meet middle-aged dudes?
It's a real great conversation.
Say, I know we're at a gay bar and everything, but what's with the television t-shirt? Well, that's good.
That's my story.
That's awesome.